Good evening. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I help you? Okay, I assume from your accent that you're a snake, sir. Okay. And you don't want to go back. All right, that's not uncommon. Okay, could I just have your human name, sir? You're not a human? But you were a human, right? You weren't. What were you? A stick. I see, sir. Okay, could I have your nick, or your stick name, sir? Moses Staff. Oh, I know you. Okay, could you tell me the problem again, sir? Okay, you were a staff, and you got turned into a snake, and you don't want to go back to being a staff. How many times has this happened? Two times? Can you tell me what happened? Okay, Moses threw you on the ground, turned into a snake. He picked you up by the tail, and you turned into a staff. Okay, and the second time? Yeah, pretty much the same thing. You did what? I think that's illegal. Chocolate? Okay, hang on. Yeah, I'm looking at Genesis right here, and it does not say that the other snakes were made out of chocolate. Well, we'll worry about that later. Okay, now, are you aware of exactly whose power it was that turned you into a snake? God's power. Uh-huh. Well, you realize we can't exactly take God to court. Trust me, it's been tried. What? No, not me. Not me. Heaven forbid. I mean, literally, heaven forbid. It was Job. Well, unfortunately, he was in for a surprise when he found out that God was the judge. No, I'm sorry. We can't take God to court. Well, it's his power. If he wants to take it away and use it on another miracle, you know, that's his business. You really don't have a legal recourse. Well, one thing you might try is getting on your knees and begging. Oh, I see, no knees. What is the begging position for snakes? I'm going to need a while to look that up. Okay, could you hang on just a minute? Sanford, could you look in the Wildlife Encyclopedia for me and find out what the begging position is for snakes? Thanks. Okay, I've got someone on that question right now. Meantime, is there anything else you're having problem with? Thirsty. Exactly what's the problem there? If you strike the water, it turns into blood, and if you go in slowly, the water parts. That is a difficult one. You realize you are still the instrument of God's miracles, you know. Well, perhaps you could get someone to help you out by feeding you with a straw. Well, have you got anyone there who can help you with that? You mentioned a brother? He is. If your brother's sprouted branches and leaves, well, that could complicate things. Trees aren't very good at handling kitchenwares. Well, we might see if we can get your brother some help. Does your brother live with you? He lives inside the Ark of the Covenant. Well, you can't exactly go up and knock on it. You know, people touch it, they fall down dead. That really kills the welcome. Okay, my assistant has got, well, it looks like there is no begging position for snakes. There are three options. One, smile real big. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. Poison fangs and all. Try wagging your tail. Rattle? Oh, that wouldn't be good either then. Number three is you can try looking really cute. So basically you're sunk. I'd go with option four, which I just made up. Pray really, really, really hard. Well, usually when people pray really hard, they put their hands together and they shut their eyelids really tight. Oh, those are both going to be problems for you, aren't they? Just pray from your heart. You do have one of those, don't you? Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Well, you never know. I mean, God's pretty reasonable. No, he's merciful. Might be he'll let you live out the rest of your days as a werestaff. Possible. Well, no, she didn't, no. But Lot's wife was a completely different case, you realize. Yeah, that was punitive. You're an instrument of God's power. Well, on the bright side, I mean, Lot never had to eat bland food again. Well, I'm certain that things are going to turn out okay for you, Mr. Moses' staff. Yeah, you know why? Because here in the 21st century, I happen to be associated with one of your descendants at the monastery where I live. He still has the genes. He turns into a peach tree at every full moon. Okay, God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Hey, Sanfer, remind me to send a letter to the Nagas, would you? I want to ask them if they could come up with body language for tubular animals. Okay.